Blog Talk Radio.
On operating in the supernatural. Yes,
We are believers. We are new creatures in Christ. But there is a new way of operating. Our life has truly been changed, and we are blessed as a result of that. And so without reteaching the last few messages, I will just briefly give you an overview. We began looking at how God in the Bible, in the beginning, how he demonstrated how this supernatural power of the believer works. And he did this by creating, God creating the heavens and the earth. We see God, who is a spirit, he is a speaking spirit, and we see him speaking forth the creation. We also see the Holy Spirit on the scene, actually manifesting the Word. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit was present at the creation. God the Father, God the Son, the Word of God, and God the Holy Spirit manifesting the Word of God in the natural. And so that's God's way of showing us how we as a supernatural believer should operate. That's God showing us how to release the supernatural power of God that is on the inside of us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God speaking forth and the Holy Spirit manifesting what was spoken forth in faith. See, when we speak God's word in faith, the Holy Spirit is here. This is his dispensation. Jesus said that he would pray the Father and he would send the Holy Spirit. Those of us who are born again, the Holy Spirit literally dwells on the inside of us. And, of course, if we are filled with the power of God, the Holy Spirit also comes upon us with supernatural abilities. Hallelujah. Glory to God. To intervene in whatever situation, whatever circumstance needs to be rearranged in our lives. We see over in Genesis 1:26, God saying, let us create man in our image. Again, God is a speaking spirit. And so God placed his spirit in man in the beginning. Hallelujah. And man was connected to God by the Spirit. And he operated in the earth, connected to God, speaking forth, creating and maintaining the earth. But when man fell, died spiritually, his spirit literally died, man from that point on was literally a dead man walking. See, in order to be in the earth realm, you have to have a body. And so, therefore, that's why God created a body for man and placed his spirit in man from the beginning. But he gave him some instructions. Man, being a free moral agent, chose to disobey God and brought, therefore, releasing the curse in the world, the earth system, turning over this system that was first controlled by man. When he disobeyed God, he gave that control of this earth system over to Satan. Thus we have all of the sicknesses and diseases. Thus we have all of the corruption in the earth. The storms, the hurricanes, the tsunamis, all of those things are not a nature doing these things. This is the enemy. It's not an act of God, as most people say, you know, hurricanes, earthquakes, tsunamis. the news reporters and all the folk in the earth say these are acts of God, and they are not acts of God. God is not destroying his people. God loves people. Yes, there's a time for a judgment, but God loves people. The curse came in as a result of the fall, as a result of man disobeying God, as a result of man giving this system over to Satan. Hallelujah. Now, but we don't have to be concerned because God prepared a way to bring man back to God, back to the garden, and the means of operating as he was in the beginning before man fell. And Jesus Christ being that second Adam, hallelujah, coming into the earth, operating without sin, but being that perfect vessel to take man, to bring man back in relationship with God, where and placing a new spirit in man. See, that's our starting point, and I always stop at this point and say, if you are not born again, if Jesus is not your Lord, you are on your way to hell, to an everlasting burning in hell with Satan and all of his cohorts. But if you choose Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you can operate in this lifetime in this supernatural power of the believer, which allows you to live above the situations and above the circumstances of life. This power that is bestowed upon us as a result of receiving Jesus as our Lord and Savior, hallelujah, this power, glory to God, this power, glory to God, lifts us up. This power supersedes the natural. It supersedes the natural. It can change natural things and rearrange natural things, glory to God, by your speaking forth God's word over that situation, over that circumstance. Glory to God. Glory to God. So therefore, the starting point for you to operate in this power that we're going to talk about this morning, for you to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And so let's do that. If you really want to change your life, if you really want to walk in this power that we're talking about, the starting point is to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear God, I need a Savior. I need Jesus. I turn from my past and I turn to you. I believe, Jesus, that you are the Son of the living God. I believe that you took upon you sins of the world and that you died and was buried and was raised on the third day that I might have life and have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for saving me. Now, if you want to go a step further and receive the power, two different experiences, you're saved now if you prayed that prayer and you meant it in your heart and you confessed it out of your mouth. If you repeated it after me, you are saved. But to receive that power, that boldness to be a witness for God, you asked him to fill you to overflowing with his mighty spirit. And you can repeat this after me. Dear God, please fill me to overflowing with your mighty spirit. I believe that I will speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God gives me the utterance. Well, you might say, well, why these other tongues? Well, that's your prayer language. The Bible tells us when you pray in tongues, you're speaking directly to God, a pure language, directly to God. Hallelujah. And a lot of times we don't know what we need to pray for or how to pray over a situation that may be confronting you in your life. And so what you do is pray in tongues, and you are communicating to God what it is you need, and so that God can do what needs to be done in that situation. Hallelujah. So we have to give God interest into our life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's there to help. He's already made the provisions. He already knew where you were going to be at this point in time. So let's receive. Father, fill me to overflowing with your mighty spirit. I believe that I will speak with other tongues as the spirit of the utterance. And so you will speak with other tongues if you really meant that. It is by faith, you see. Just like salvation is by faith, speaking in other tongues, being filled with the Holy Spirit is by faith. Everything that we receive from God is by faith in what he has said. Hallelujah, glory to God. Jesus said that we should be filled. In fact, he told his disciples after he ascended into heaven, he said, I want you to go to this upper room over the Acts, read in Acts 1, 2 through 4. You will see Jesus, you will see those that were there, the 120 that were there, were filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Jesus said that he must go and he would pray the Father that he would send the Spirit of God. Well, the Spirit of God is here now. Hallelujah. You don't have to wait. They had to wait. But you don't have to wait because he's already here. All you have to do is ask. And that's what we just did. If you meant it and you believe it, you will speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gives you the utterance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, that's another teaching. We can teach on that at another time. But so then we see God in the beginning speaking for the creation. So, again, that's giving us a demonstration of when we speak forth God's word, by Jesus Christ, I am healed. Jesus came that I might have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus himself became poor so that I might be made rich. If you need money, you need to declare that. You need to declare that your needs are met according to God's riches in glorified Christ Jesus and see them met. See God manifest in your life what it is that you have need of because he already said over in Peter that he's given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. And then the next example that we talked about when we started this message was Abraham. Abraham was another example of the Spirit of God working as Abraham spoke forth God's word. God told Abraham that he had made, past tense, I have made you the father of many nations. Abraham and Sarah had not had one child. Abraham was almost 100. Sarah was right there in the 90s, near 100 herself. And had never had a child. They were old, beyond childbearing age. But God said, I have made you the father of many nations. And so Abraham believed God. He didn't doubt. The Bible says, therefore it is by faith that it might be by grace to the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed. Not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of faith, of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. And verse 17 says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and called those things which be not as though they were. Now, this is another principle. When we want things changed in our lives, we see the situation not change, but then as we speak God's word over it. Abraham, like I said, was almost 100 years old. Sarah was in her 90s. And God said, I have made you the father of many nations. So Abraham's name at first was Abram. And so God changed his name to Abraham, meaning the father of many nations. Sarah's name at first, and God changed her name to Sarah, meaning the mother of many nations. And so therefore, they began to speak God's word. That was God's word to them. And they declared it, they declared it, they declared it. And then the promised child was born. God quickened their bodies. God made their bodies alive so that they could bear children. And then after Isaac was born, Isaac being the promised child, there were other children born. I mean, God renewed their bodies. He gave them strength to produce. Hallelujah. So then, how do we move from operating in the natural to operating in the supernatural? These are some principles that I want you to write down. Hallelujah. Number one, know that you are made in the image of God. God is a speaking spirit, and you and I are speaking spirits also. We are, our real person is our spirit on the inside. We live in a body, and we have a soul. Our mind, our will, and our emotions comprises our solical realm and our intellect. Mind, will, emotions, intellect. So that is our solical realm. We have a spirit. We are a spirit. We have a soul, and we live in a body. Number two, know that you are a speaking spirit, just like God. Meaning, when you speak things out in faith, whether it be good or bad, it will be manifested. So you want to speak God's word. You want to speak in line with God's word. You want to learn to talk like God. Your doctor may say you have a sickness in your body, but you let's disagree with that, because God said by Jesus' stripes, you were healed. Himself took your infirmities and bore your sickness and disease. So you must submit to God's word, reject, resist the enemy, and he will flee from you. This is what we call a supernatural power of the believer to change and rearrange things. You have need for money or resources. God says he is our provider. He is our Jehovah Jireh. He is our source. And so we look to God, and he will direct you to where you're to go, what you're to do, and how you are to gather those things that have already been purchased for you by the shed blood of Jesus. God provided everything for Adam and Eve when he placed them in the garden. They had no need for any. They had an assignment to tend the garden and to replenish. You know, that was their assignment. But they didn't have to toil or work for income to provide for themselves. God is provider. And so this is where Jesus, that's what Jesus has purchased for us, whatever it is that we have need of. The scripture says God has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. Let's look over there in Peter, because you need to see that. 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 3, according as his divine power, meaning God's divine power, has given us, unto us, all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's King James. Let's read that in the Amplified. May grace, God's favor, and peace, which is perfect well-being, all necessary good, all spiritual prosperity, and freedom from fears and agitating passions and moral conflict be multiplied to you in the full, personal, precise, and correct knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. For his, verse 3, for his divine power has bestowed, glory to God, I love that word, bestowed, is a gift upon us, all things that are requisite and suited to life and godliness through the full personal knowledge of Him who calls us by and to His own glory and excellence and virtue. This is good news. This is what you call good news. God has already given. Now, we must, by faith in what God has said, this, God said this. See, He told Abraham and Sarah, that they were going to have the promised child, that they were going to have a child. And so, of course, God's word in changing their name caused the Spirit of God to go to work in their bodies. See, whatever it is that you have need of, because God has already said, I have given. These things were purchased by the shed blood of Jesus. Jesus paid the price for our sins. See, before Jesus came, every year the priest had to make a sacrifice for the people. And it was not a lasting sacrifice. But now, the coming of the incarnate one, God incarnate, in the form of Jesus the Son, hallelujah, redeemed us from the curse, brought us back, paid the price from the curse. So therefore, we must speak, we must call those things that be not as though they were. We're talking about how to move from the natural operating, from just, you know, we see things as they are, we operate according to the world system. No, we are powerful supernatural that have been moved from natural to the supernatural. Hallelujah. We have that ability. Now, we can choose to stay down, but that's shunning what God has done for us. He has made us. He has placed us. He's given us a new spirit connected to God, and He's given us the Holy Spirit to help us to make that transition, to help us operate in this life. See, so many people have the attitude that, when I get to heaven, things are going to be all right. But God, because He loved us so much, has made the provisions for us to live above the evils of this world, to live above the situations. See, this supernatural power enables us. This supernatural power of the believer enables us to live above the situations of this earth. Wow, the time goes by so fast. Hallelujah. And so, therefore, we're going to call those things that be not as though they were. And then we're going to only speak God's word or in line with God's word so that our situations and circumstances are constantly being changed to reflect the glory of God. Hallelujah. God will manifest His word. Isaiah 55:11 says, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return void, but it shall accomplish that which I please and prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it." That's the word of the living God. Hallelujah. You cannot be moved by the five senses. You say, but oh, it looks like this, or it sounds like this, or this is what the doctor said. See, that is, you rise above that by speaking God's word. You rise above what the doctor says. You rise above of what you see, hallelujah, hear or feel. See, you cannot operate according to the five senses. We must go above the five senses by speaking God's word. Hallelujah. We're going to speak God's word today and see things change and be rearranged in our lives. Faith sees the end at the beginning. We have to see what we want by faith, and you speak the word of God in faith and see the situations change, see the situations be rearranged in your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are out of time. Thank you for joining us today. We love you. Have a great day. Speak the word of God as you go forth in this day. And release that supernatural power of God.